Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of silence for those of you playing the home game. It is Free Talk Live.
You do so much better than I do behind that thing. There's dead air for 30 seconds. Mark's in here giving a lecture to somebody. God.
I put the headphones on. Don the headphones, by the way. That's my name for the headphones, Don. Don the headphones. I put them on, and I heard silence, and I looked at the board. I'm like, why is nothing? Oh, right, I got to hit this button. I tried it, so because I was in here last night doing Beard Talk Live, Mark, you sat in for half of that.
Yeah, you'll notice I have a little stubble on the end of my on the underside of my chin now.
Yes, you did, of course, tape a reasonable facsimile beard to your face for a period of time. So we appreciate that.
Yep. It
kind of matches your sweater, actually. Yeah, it's not required for tonight. It's Sunday.
Yeah, but I'll just put it on for a minute.
Okay, all right. Just so there's video evidence that, you know, you went on Beard Talk Live with Beard.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll have to keep that around, too, in case somebody like Nikki ever wants to join.
It's really hard for me to grow facial hair.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Right?
It's best for everyone.
I still have grand plans of, you know, purchasing a guest beard.
We're still trying to raise funds for that.
We haven't started a, you know, any kind of a GoFundMe or anything like that. But hopefully one of us will pick up that slack or not, you know. Yeah. If anybody wants to donate a beard for the guest beard, email Mark at freetalklive.com.
I'll give you the address. Yeah.
It is Sunday. The telephone number, if you would like to call and join in the conversation tonight, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. And joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Mark Edge.
Stardate 12112022 for the captain's log. Here's a Star Trek joke for you. What did they find in the toilet of the Star Trek Enterprise?
What?
Klingons?
The captain's log.
That's awful.
That's right. I was just at dinner. There's a local gathering in the Keene area, you know, usually every Sunday. What do we call it? Social Sunday?
Yep.
And there is a film crew in town and has been in town for some time. You've heard about this if you listen to Free Talk Live with any regularity. BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. BalladOfTheCrypto6.com.
Yeah, they're there doing their thing,
and it was fun. There was some folks came out. It's an interesting meetup because you never know what you're gonna get. Mm-hmm. It's like you know, life is like a box of chocolates, kind of a bit, right? You never know who's gonna show up for Social Sunday because it's a public place at a restaurant that takes crypto and goldbacks, and it's just a fantastic time. So those folks were out. You know, talking to people, filming people, interviewing, all that kind of a thing. So that was a fun, good time. And I really appreciate the fact that, well, here in the Keene area, we kind of live in the future. Hmm. You know, and that there's several places that accept the cryptocurrency, you know, and the gold backs for that matter.
Yeah.
Whereas even in a technological hub like Seattle,
yeah,
that I left 3 years ago, there was like one Bitcoin ATM.
Really?
In all of Seattle? Well,
is it still?
It has to have grown from there.
Yeah, it must have.
I hope so.
Because I know when I was in the Los Angeles area, I was at a gas station pumping gas, and I took a picture on my Snapchat, and sometimes locations will pop up.
Yeah.
And it was like Liberty X Bitcoin ATM, and I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. I know that for a while there were, I don't know how to say this, there were I wouldn't call it a conference. It wasn't like a thing that's advertised where you can like buy tickets. But there were Bitcoin gatherings, I think, by developers. Right, like the people, like the core Bitcoin people, like pre-fork. Like I remember reading about some of these guys like trying to fly into Seattle and only use Bitcoin to pay for their flights and that kind of a thing, and get their room so that they could attend this thing. It wasn't a, you know, a publicly available conference, but I was thinking to myself, Seattle, Washington is like, I mean, probably number two to only San Francisco in, like, being known as a tech hub city.
Definitely. Right?
And maybe there's some competition there. I don't know. Because Frisco, I assume, is number one. But Seattle, if they're number two, they're not far behind. And it was super surprising to me that there was very little Bitcoin action activity, even up until 3 years ago, 2019. One of the reasons that one of the first hardware wallets I got was the Keep Key instead of the Trezor, because Keep Key was actually based about a half hour outside of the Seattle area. And I knew where that was. I knew where their office building was. And so I thought to myself, if I buy this thing and if I ever have any trouble with it, why, I know where to go.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
I can show up at their doorstep and be like, look, MFers. You know?
Make this work.
Yeah. But so then it turns out that they were purchased by Shapeshift, Mr. Voorhees' company.
Did not know that.
Yeah, they were purchased by the Shapeshift. And then they did this thing because for a while, Shapeshift, before they became a DAO, Shapeshift had to oblige the government. And you couldn't even access Shapeshift from a Washington state-based IP address.
Really?
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. And the same thing occurred when I tried to access the Shapeshift features in my Keep Key. And in fact, after Shapeshift bought it, they tried to get me the KYC because originally you didn't have to at all
right.
to even store. It's an external USB stick that you put your crypto on, right? Why do I need the KYC for that? Well, you know, they were busy jumping through government hoops and that kind of a thing. And so I had to pull a Karen and be like, you know, contact their support, you know, can I talk to your McManager? Like, look, I'm an early adopter. I got this thing. I didn't have to KYC to get into it. Now when I log into it, you're trying to make me KYC. And like, this is in no way fair to your early adoption customers. Please devise a way for me to get my crypto off of your damn device without having to KYC. They did.
Yeah.
Right. To their credit, I don't know if it was because of me or if it was me and a bunch of other people who like were like, look, dude, like, we put our stuff on this thing without having to do this stuff. There's no way you could force us to KYC to get our stuff off. Mm. Give us an off-ramp, if you will. They did, to their credit.
Yep.
And so I eventually moved to a different hardware wallet. But I was really disappointed overall in both KeepKey and Shapeshift for even going through those gyrations. Because eventually, Eric Voorhees turned Shapeshift into a DAO.
Yeah, he didn't want to do any of those things.
I understand that.
He felt like he had to.
He's a very libertarian-thinking person, which is why like I was happy when I was like, oh, Shapeshift is mine. Oh, sweet. Maybe that'll... Yeah. But it went the other way. It didn't go the more freedom way. It went the less freedom way.
I think that was the only way they could keep things open for a period of time, and then then they went the more freedom way after that.
Right, which, of course, is too late for me because I've already moved.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, so...
Well, I'm not sure what happened to KeepKey at this point.
But it's still operational, and it's still under the Shapeshift purview. Near last time I checked on it, I still own the KeepKey, right? I do this with like all sorts of things. Like
I got a KeepKey from I think Mt. Gox or somebody sent it to me.
I think I have a really old like blockchain.com wallet from when that was the only wallet.
It was just about it, yeah.
And I think I still have like $10 or something on there. Like, I'll do that for things. Just because you never know. Like, that $10, like, 10 years from now, who knows, right?
Who knows?
You know, who knows? That might be worth something. But also to, like, sort of keep the account alive, if you will. The same thing with, like, I had a BlockFi account. And they keep emailing me stuff after they're like, okay, we're bankruptcy, this, that, and the other. You know, we were tied to FTX and blah, blah, blah. And so
it's like, all right, guys, I never trusted you in the first place.
Right. But I left, like, I don't know, $10 or something on my account, you know, $10 worth of some crypto, you know, just to keep the account open. you know, if I ever need it for a thing again, if they ever recover from this, you know, maybe.
Either way, either that or it's like me and Mt. Gox. You'll just, for the next 10 years, get settlement emails over and over. I mean, I left enough on my Mt. Gox account. Well, it was an amount so small you couldn't move it off.
Right, yeah. 603-283-6160. We haven't even talked about what we're going to talk about, but I want to talk about how public school enrollment is down for the second consecutive year. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live, 603-283.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
are back. Thank you for tuning in and listening. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program, nationally syndicated. We're also on the internet and on some satellite stations. A couple hundred stations, man, thereabouts. Radio,
yeah, right? Yeah, that's right.
If you want to call in, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
I really do want to get around to talking about this public school thing, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have JG calling from Florida. JG, you are on Free Talk Live.
Right. First things first, Nikki is a babe. What are your thoughts on drag queen story time?
I don't necessarily have a problem with it, unless there's a whole spectrum of drag queens. I mean, I don't necessarily have an issue with men dressing up as women. I think if they're like dressed really in like skimpy clothing, very provocatively, or if it's something sexual or inappropriate, then yeah, I would probably have an issue with it. But I think it should kind of be up to the parents' discretion.
I used to be into drag racing, something about driving really fast with women's clothes on.
Yeah.
I wonder to myself why a public library is opening itself up to this sort of thing. I wonder to myself why anyone would take their kids to it.
Like, if it has value, it could exist in the free market. That is to say, if somebody went to the effort of getting some drag queens together to tell some stories to kids, they should be able to book a venue, not a public library,
yeah, right?
Book a venue, sell some tickets to willing, voluntary customers. Right, I think sort of springing it on, you know, the public youth is what causes the outrage,
yeah,
particularly amongst parents.
It's woke culture. You know, they want to kind of normalize things like this.
Yeah.
And
I don't particularly have a problem if somebody wants to go about putting together drag queens, telling kids stories. But again, it should exist at the behest of the market,
yeah,
not the, you know, public's.
Everybody
library.
I've seen with kids is super vigilant against perverts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what a pervert looks like, and I don't think anybody else does. But I think the chances are if you're flamboyant in your dress, the possibility goes up. In which case, why in the... I mean, I had one son. He's 14 years old now. I'm not taking him to a lot of story times. Never in my life would I do this.
Yeah.
This just sounds like a bad idea to me. Not interested in it.
JG, your thoughts?
Well, it's deeper than like how they dress. It's what they're reading. They had one in my neighborhood, and I just sat right next to it and listened to it the whole time. And they're just grooming kids. You know, they're just kind of getting in their head that like dressing like a woman's okay. And I mean, it's deeper than that. But
so you attended one of these? Did you bring your child? Do you have children?
Did you cross-dress?
I went there strictly to hear what they were saying, to see what this guy's angle was, what he was really saying to the kids. And he's reading a book, but he's really just, you know, toying with their heads and you know, just kind of grooming these kids.
I listened to
all the books they're reading, that there are these, you know, weird-ass books, you know.
Can you give us some specifics of, like, what they were saying in the books, the titles of the books? I'm just curious.
The babe has spoken.
I don't know. I forget the names, but, you know, they're just reading, like, oh, kids wear pink, boys can wear pink scarves, and...
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't sound that bad.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, JG. We appreciate it.
I can't remember the book. But I read a book that was about Alex Jones going out to one of these meetings out in the woods,
yeah,
with like a giant owl or something.
Yeah.
And the one guy
who
and another guy goes with him. Another reporter goes with him. Completely unrelated reporter, and he basically writes a book about Alex Jones going to this
oh
event.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, you know, I went there, and yeah, they've got this repeating theme of an owl, but I'm not sure it's named Moloch. Yeah. And I'm not sure that these people that were having a bonfire near the out, like sometimes it's a bonfire is just a bonfire,
right?
Maybe it's not a human sacrifice or a sacrifice of care or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't know. I try to be careful in ascribing intent to any of these.
Yeah.
But I mean, on the one side, I can see, you know, I can see parents being concerned about this. I can see parents not being concerned.
Well,
and in my opinion, raise your kid any way you want. What do I care?
Here's the thing that, you know, sort of to the caller's point, if you are a parent and you hear something like this going down and you're like, I don't know what this is all about. I don't know if I want to send my kid to it. I want to go find out. And then you go and you find out. And then you can make a decision based on what you found out.
And I do actually respect that because so many people are talking about the drag queen story time. And this caller actually went and actually experienced it firsthand.
Allegedly.
Which allegedly. But I respect that point because a lot of people are, you know, making very judgmental statements.
Right.
But they've never really experienced one of these.
Right.
And I think everyone's so quick these days to, like, everything's grooming. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of grooming going on.
Like,
a lot of grooming in public schools.
Let me make this point. There needs to be more grooming. And I mean that by, like, hygiene. Like, there are kids, there are parents, there are a whole subset of society that does not participate in proper hygienic grooming. So I'm not talking about, like, the grooming for sexual predators. I'm talking about, like, you know, hygiene, like taking a shower and, like, cutting your hair and putting on deodorant and things like that. They're, like... I'm sorry I'm going on a tangent, but I bumped into too many stinky people recently.
Yeah.
I think that when I hear about grooming, the first thing I think is the person who's talking about grooming is probably a pervert.
Oh.
Because, you know, it takes one to know one kind of, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I never saw grooming in the time frame that my kid was growing up. Now, I'll admit, he didn't go to public schools. He didn't go to, you know, cross-dressing library talk time or whatever. Yeah. It didn't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know what grooming is necessarily. I mean, I would know it when I saw it in the sort of Supreme Court justice sense.
Yeah.
That is grooming.
Right.
But other than that, you know, like, I just hear a lot of it. And I've seen some things on TV, and it's like, well, I can kind of see what people are saying, but I can kind of not. I suppose it's this way, right? When I was a kid, we had the Sears catalog.
Yeah, I remember the Sears catalog.
And, you know...
Specifically the bra section.
The bra section, right? It's just pictures of ladies wearing bras. Until you're 12 years old, in which case...
Ironically, I also bought...
And that's all I've got to say.
I bought my first electric guitar out of the Sears catalog.
Awesome!
Yeah, it was an entry-level guitar, for certain. 603-283-6160. What are your feelings about the Sears catalog? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Three people were killed and around a dozen others remain missing after an explosion early on Saturday morning at a block of flats on the island of Jersey off the coast of northern France. We now have, I regret to say, three fatalities, according to the chief officer of the state's Jersey police, Robin Smith. The explosion occurred early Saturday morning and the fire has since been extinguished. Emergency services will continue to search for survivors through the night. Japan needs to increase its military spending in the face of the grim reality of the threat from China and North Korea, a senior member of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party said on Sunday during a visit to Taiwan. Although Chinese claimed and democratically governed Taiwan and Japan do not have formal diplomatic ties, they have close unofficial relations and both share concerns about China, especially its increased military activities near the both of them. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Says with enthusiasm. I like that word, enthusiasm. I think there should be more asms. I think there's too many isms, not enough
far
asms.
Far too many isms and not nearly enough asms.
603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Everybody's thinking of one particular asm. None of the rest.
That was the only one that I could think of. I was like, I can't think of another example of
enthusiasm, and then is it the original asm?
The asm, yes. That asm's been going a long time.
The OG asm, if you will. If you want to call, join us in the studio. It is myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
We were talking about a caller called, because that's what callers do. They call.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they're not sitting in there going, hey, Free Talk Live! Hey! Right? That's
we
not,
can't hear you.
Yeah, that's not the right version of caller. You actually have to pick up a telephone and dial 603-283-6160. And, in fact, let's go to your calls and thoughts, because we have David from South Carolina calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. I was just going to say that, you know, what people wear is actually a matter of custom, and it could have gone either way. I mean, in Scotland, the minority, as far as our culture is concerned, the minority of men wear skirts, like in Scotland, but it could have been the other way around. And in sub-Saharan Africa, women don't wear, native women come from that area, who live in that area, during the summertime especially, they don't wear a covering of their breasts.
It's a good question. Like, I haven't thought about it until now, David, but what is the difference between, like, somebody wearing a skirt and somebody dressing in drag? Like, at what point does it become drag versus, like, comfort or custom or habit?
Actually, I think some people are very uptight about that kind of a thing, especially about the sexuality. And they're a little uptight about the their sexuality because they're insecure. And of course, the clothing and all the other things, the accoutrements that go with that, make them feel a little bit more secure. They kind of know what it should be like and what it could be like and the way it is, and they feel comfortable with that. But as soon as somebody upsets that traditional way of doing things, they get extremely nervous, because especially if it concerns like uncovering of breasts or something like that.
Well, because, I think that there's a difference between, so for me, I've been to multiple drag shows in my life, and I've seen them, I've been entertained by them. One of them was,
spectating or performing.
I've never said, neither can I sing nor dance, but it would probably be more fun to watch me if I was in a dress. it's been as recently as, a few months ago that I went. So it's not like I'm a prude on this issue. Yeah. It's just that the story time drag aspect is what kind of gets me.
You mean appealing to children?
Why?
Yeah.
Is the question I would have. I just don't
to normalize
understand it.
I think
that's exactly what it is.
Typically, it was previously kind of something for adults, and now they're trying to make it more for children, or just expose children to these type of things. To either, you could go like the innocent way and say, just to let kids know, like, oh, if you're a little boy and you like to play with girls' toys, and if you want to grow up and dress like a girl, that's okay. Or you could go the negative side of it, or the malicious side of it, and say, oh, they're grooming children, and they're pedophiles, and they're perverts, and all this thing. So the true answer, I mean, that all depends on the intent of the person that's doing it. I think typically the way I think of it is it's more of an innocent thing. I don't think they're really trying to psychologically damage children or groom them. I think it's just supposed to
be normalizing things. But
yeah.
I kind of wonder to myself, of all the things that somebody would want to dress, that a 5-year-old boy would want to dress up like, generally it's not a woman. Right? Like
most 5-year-old boys, no.
Yeah. So, we could have Astronaut Story Hour. We could have a whole variety of things, and they don't have those.
It was just not in the news.
I remember at some point as a small child, being bored, hanging out with my sister, and, we opened the closet, and there were some of, mom's shoes, and, I tried putting them on, and they in no way, shape, or form fit me, and, in fact, I almost fell and broke my neck. But I did that, right? Now, what does that mean? Anything?
Nothing.
No, it doesn't mean anything, I don't think. David? David?
We lost him.
David going once.
All right.
David, be gone. Thanks for the call, David. I was going to ask David, what he was wearing.
I don't know. I don't understand why anyone would take their kid to Drag Time Story Hour, nor do I understand why anyone would obsess over it.
Yeah.
Just, this is crazy. There's so many things going on in life that I don't know why anybody gets involved in this at all. And that's probably why my kid is not effed up. Because I'm obsessed about this stuff one way or the other.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Children will react to things based on their parental unit's emotional reaction.
Sure.
And so the most successful children that I've ever seen have been what I like to call free-raised, right? This is, homeschooled for at least a portion of their life, and their parents are very much about, well, what do you think about this? How do you feel about, getting the kids to get in touch with themselves and make and form their own opinions without their parents' bias? You're going to have some parental bias no matter what, because they're your parents. But, these are parents that try not to force their bias onto their children and teach their children to make their own independent decisions based on the facts and evidence in front of them. Those are the most well-adjusted children I've ever met in my life. Now, how do we allow children to have the freedom? How do we teach the children to do this on a much more frequent basis? Because we know public schools aren't going to teach them this.
They are simply
them.
Not going to teach them.
Not going to happen.
Homeschool, private school.
I feel like, you know, homeschooling was the very best thing for my son.
Yeah.
I don't know that a homeschool, I think that there's all different types of schools, and it's for all different types of kids.
Yeah.
Some kids learn in better environments. Surely, some kids do best in public school.
Don't call me Shirley.
others do, like I went to a private school from kindergarten through eighth grade, but to me, not that much different than public school. Although you got a lot more attention. I went from Dean's List in eighth grade to, I failed two courses in ninth grade. And my only guess is that, you know, there's not the care from the teachers that there was at the two different schools. So I just think that different schools, different kids, and, you know, you've got to figure out what's best for your kid. I would like to point out that there was a comedian called Dame Edna when I was growing up. And this was a man who dressed up like an old woman.
I remember this.
And would do a comedy bit. And I actually saw Dame Edna many years later at I think it was Ruth Eckert Hall in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
And it was a great show. Good show. It was full of gay guys, and they were having a fun old time and that kind of thing. But I don't think Dame Edna messed me up in any way, shape, or form, just because it's a guy dressed up as a woman.
Right.
And frankly, how many movies from the time that I was...
Doubtfire,
right.
I mean, you know,
right.
The first one that comes to my head. And I watched that several times as a child, and I don't think I'm, like, psychologically scarred from it.
Like,
you know?
I grew up... I was very into stand-up comedy as a child, but also, like, I remember watching lots of Monty Python, for example. And those guys were always dressed in drag. They
nary had a
female on the show because they would just dress up one of the crew.
Well, English specifically are known for this, right? No career for a woman.
It's just funny, and people take things way too seriously, and they just want to be angry about stuff.
Probably some truth to that.
I think there are probably some perverts mixed in, too. You know?
There's probably truth to that.
I don't know.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about public school enrollment. Is it down again for a second year? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Says with enthusiasm. What were the other asms you discovered?
Chasm, spasm. There's sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good one. Ectoplasm.
There's not sarcasm. He says sarcastically. That's Bruce Lee's
sarcasm.
Sarcastically.
Yep. Over enthusiasm is the longest one. Is that really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've covered the asms. Thank you, Mark, for the vocabulary lesson.
The next closest is blepharospasm. I don't know what the hell that word is.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe I can just click on it.
Thanks for confusing our audience.
Right. Spasm of muscle of the eyelids causing the eyes to shut tightly, either as a response to painful stimuli or occurring as a form of dysonia.
Now, I probably should have known that one.
Every now and again, I get like a... we'll call it an eyelid spasm. It doesn't make me do anything.
Yeah, like
it
just
sort of, like a little pulsating, you know, nerve kind of thing that, like, I think is totally visible to everybody I talk to, but, like, no one ever notices. It's such a little minor thing.
Yeah,
but,
it feels weird, though. Yeah. That happens to me sometimes. It usually happens if you're tired or dehydrated.
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark Edge.
We've been talking about the majority of the time, drag queen story time. What is drag? We've talked a little bit about public schooling. I have an article that I want to get into about public schooling. But first, let's go to Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, well, I would like to say there seems to be some question about what is or is not drag. I'm a female. I routinely go around in trousers, but I don't consider that drag.
Nor I.
These are loose trousers. I'm not trying to make people think I'm a man. It's because it's more practical and more comfortable than some jobs I've had. It was just part of the uniform.
Right.
And it's not the same as drag. Drag is when a person gets exaggerated and for instance, a man dressing as a woman then puts whole lot of silly stuff on his hand and things like this.
What would it take?
Or maybe very extremely tight pants and maybe some kind of a gun that looks like a machine gun or something like that.
I have a question for you, Jill. Like, you bring up a good point, and I think that there's probably a sexual double standard here.
Right.
What would it take for what Jill is describing, a female,
yeah,
to dress up enough like a man to be considered
in drag?
Drag the other way.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the term drag to describe a woman in under any circumstance.
So like if Jill put on like a tuxedo,
right, and a fake beard
and
cuz a lot of lesbians dress like that and it's just their style, but also there's the double standard there where, like, I can wear jeans.
Right.
But the second one of you guys were to wear a dress, it's like, oh, all of a sudden that's weird.
Jill?
So.
But there's no pockets in them.
Yeah. I'm here, but I think skirts are generally just not as practical as trousers for things that people have to do. If you have to ride a bicycle or a horse or anything else, skirts are just not as practical as pants. Why that sort of garment has been designed for women rather than men, I'm not certain.
Nor I. I really don't know what the purpose of it all is.
Comfortable.
So at what point does somebody dressing in whatever way become drag? Do we know?
Well, I think when it becomes exaggerated and there's more emphasis put on the outer appearance than the actual practicality.
I agree with that. I think that's a fine definition, sure. You wouldn't call anybody
a
drag queen, and that's almost always the term I hear.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call them a drag queen unless they were decked out.
Well, so
right?
I'm thinking about it like the other way. If we were talking about a female like trying to dress up as a dude, would they be a drag king?
No.
No.
I think that it exists as a term, as terminology, but you have to really try to get there. And the women's lib movement has been so successful in getting this done that, you know, there's just, men don't want it, you know?
I've just out in public, you know, grocery shopping or whatever, like, there have been some, shall we say, manly-looking females.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who get called, like, sir by the cashier, and then they have to cry, they're like, I'm not a sir, right?
Yeah.
I've seen this happen, like, in real life. So, like, it's entirely possible for somebody, you know, born female to have, you know, sort of a manly disposition about them, man hands, man shoulders, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing, who could probably successfully dress up in manly clothing and, you know, pass themselves off as a dude.
I saw 2 days ago at the courthouse, as a matter of fact, a woman who is short but has a short haircut and is wearing a suit that is a woman's suit, but only barely, and then wearing a white Oxford with that, not an Oxford, but a dress shirt, I guess is the proper term, a white dress shirt with it, and dressed like a man, pretty much, you know, but you didn't doubt for a second this is a woman, and it doesn't make me think much of anything, you know, maybe she's a lesbian signaling to other women that, hey, you know, If you're playing on my team, I'm interested, or whatever. Who knows? I don't know what it's about, but I know the clothing is largely about signaling, you know, that almost everything that happens is a domination display or to increase sexual partners, right? Something like that. Almost everything that occurs with humans, you can mark down to one of those two things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's trying to get more social status by dressing like a man. I got it.
I mean, as far as the drag queen things go, I think for me personally, it's kind of more of a cultural thing. Like, there's a big culture within drag. But it really only is men dressing like women, but going to the extent, like, if it's just a guy wearing a dress, it's different than, like, that would just be a guy wearing a dress. It's not necessarily drag.
Yeah.
But once you do the makeup, the nails, like, it's a whole big cultural thing where they go all out. And kind of like Jill was saying, they're really decked out.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, they're going above and beyond, and it's not just, like, when you see trans people who are, you know, dressing like women, you know, because they're, whatever, transitioning into a woman, like, man to woman, it's a little bit different because they're more natural. Like, they're kind of just trying to pass as a biological woman, kind of. But with drag, it's very flamboyant. You know, they have the giant fake boobs. Maybe they're wearing, like, little, like, tights with fake butt implants in them. And they have, like, very sparkly dresses and feathers and big makeup. And it's just, it's a whole different thing. And I think as a woman dressing like a man, you can't do that. Because men don't typically wear makeup. They don't have those big, flashy outfits.
Right.
So I think it's kind of just impossible to do drag the opposite way, just because of how the culture is and what it is.
I don't think it's impossible.
How do you get a flamboyant man?
I just think it's unpopular. Right? I don't think it's impossible. I just think it's unpopular. And I think that there is there's a female bias towards the flamboyant. Right, there's terminology in slanguage, if you will, fag hag. Right, these are chicks that are obsessed with gay dudes. Right, that's a terminology that you know comes from culture. That wasn't something that invented.
What's it mean to you when you hear that term?
To me, it means that it's a girl who's obsessed with gay men and gay culture.
It means to me is some
specifically
girl...
gay men's culture, not gay women's culture.
Sure. All it means to me is some woman who hangs out with, who has a gay friend, that's just terminology.
To me it's more extreme. It's more like that's the majority of her friends, for example.
I think that, to me, it's a derogatory term probably used by gay men to say, hey, why aren't you hanging out with me instead of that woman there? What's the point of hanging out with her?
Right.
And because they have a friend, that's why.
And it is kind of demeaning almost because... And I have met women before who are like, I mean, in the sense where it's kind of disrespectful for women to act that way. Because I have spoken to women before who are like, oh, I just want gay best friend. And it's like, it's weird to, like, you're not caring about their personality.
Right.
And who they are as a person. It's just like, you're gay, I think that's fun, and I want to be friends with you.
Right,
it's
rather than, getting to know the person. And,
which is why there's a derogatory term for it.
Right.
Because it's a bad thing.
Now, I got to tell you, I worked with a person who, a gay man, and he would throw this party every year that, everybody that he thought was cool was invited to, and, oh my God, like, what they say about, that guy threw a hell of a party, man. I've never been to a cooler party than that. But it wasn't, like, specifically limited to gays. It was everybody. But, like, you had to be cool with everybody to be there. And, like, that was a very enjoyable time. 603-283-6160. Do you think that...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.